This is Channel One Right on a new reel, and it's Mr. Weaver's visit at noon this Wednesday, the 1st of September, 1971. It's fall is in the air, and the wind is in the east, and it's a beautiful day with dry weather clouds, and I could make hay, but nobody's here. Channel One Right on Mr. Weaver's new reel. Wednesday, Wednesday noon, the 1st of September, 1971. Channel One Right on Mr. Weaver's new reel. His visit at Wednesday noon, the 1st of September, 1971.
There's a breeze out there, but it's...
You get out there, the ground steamy and hot.
Yeah.
Really steamy and hot.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me get
you know, I've seen horses with that what just got out there, but I never did. I don't remember what they did for it. I don't think there's anything much you can do for it. If they get too hot, you get them too hot, we'll give it to them. Somebody may be in riding that horse and got it too hot one time. And I don't think they ever get fairly old, but they'll come back on that time. We work. In the wintertime, it won't bother as much as we'll be coming.
Just like people.
Yeah.
You can, you can get ahead of it, but every now and then it'll come back on you.
Yeah. And anything like that will do that. I've seen them with it before. And they used to, some of them called it the thumps, and some of them called it the heaves.
Oh.
And I've never known, I don't remember, you know, it's been so long since I flew the horse, and I don't remember of anything that you could do about it, only if it begins a real hot day, and it'll have worse than it will a cold day. You watch it and see now.
Well,
if it's ever been too hot.
I'm sure that's true.
Well? Coming pretty soon now, she'll get relief, won't she?
What's that?
It'll get cool.
Yeah, it'll, we watch and see. Now, if it's pneumonia she's had, and she takes a little cold, it'll be still worse on her. Her east wind's bad on it, too. That's bad on people when a little something wrong with them about breathing. My head, it gives me fits.
East wind.
I hate for the wind to go out of the east for... Too much, you notice how much fresher in the northwest wind begin to turn cooler in the wintertime. How much more pep you've got in you. Did you ever notice that?
When the wind gets in the
northwest.
Yeah.
And notice how much, of course it gets rare freezing, that freeze, that'll hurt you.
Yeah.
But when it goes turning cooler.
Well, now I had never known about that. Now you don't. You can sit here and eat
well,
that cottage cheese and peach, Mr. Weaver.
Yeah.
And I know you can. I don't care if you have had lunch. That will be your afternoon snack.
That'd be nice. Thank you. I need to bring that little booklet. See if I've got anything in my pocket. Anything about this. There's something for excess acid in your stomach.
Yep, we're in midlife.
Directions is on this, but they've got a book that tells you how you tell just exactly. I've been taking that over 30 years. That's what I want to get in to bring me in the morning. I'm out of them and I didn't get to use enough.
Well, there's tablets. And they don't keep it down here.
Now, I tried to get them. Now, Dr. Hendricks and Dr. Cook used to keep them in stock, and they said it was worth them. They sold. And that fellow down there now just won't fool with them.
Well, he'll get them for you if you want them.
He don't do it.
If you like.
And I'm out. I had to go to Gainesville to get those. And I was up there, and I had to, I got my tag and took more money, and I couldn't get a $5 bottle. And I just took $1.50 bottle of all the money I had left. So...
Now, what do you do? What do you take these for?
For, haven't you had heartburn and ulcerated stomach? I mean, that's what's made for ulcers in your stomach, you see.
Yeah.
I took them back in the 30s. The only thing done me any good.
These tablets contain the finest and purest ingredients.
I've got a book. Books tells you how you can just tell when you symptoms of it and everything.
Yeah.
I give Buck one, told him, try to get him, see if Mary up there, see if they'd order some. If don't, I'm going to order them direct myself and go to keeping them. But I take some, I don't have the money to put in.
Yeah, you got to have a capital
to do that, you know.
Oh, yeah, these things costly.
$1.50 for 19 of them.
And
a 33-day treatment, it costs you $5.50.
But how often do you take them?
Well, I just took those. My stomach got sore, my mouth was sore, and I'm breathing, and I had a high fever all the time. And it's done. That 6 days
you
stopped.
You don't mean it.
And it's done stopped it.
Goodness.
And my mouth gets sore from it. Too much fever in the stomach.
And with you telling the man down there, he still won't order it.
He hadn't done it.
Well, Lord,
I've tried to get him for the last 2 years to keep him. And I see it's 6 miles down, 12 miles to gain.
Yes, but there's no traffic down here.
You're going down there? I know it, but you know what? So I can drive down there in a few minutes, but 12 miles to gain. Then I have to get in all that heavy traffic.
You got all that heavy traffic.
Well, I'll tell you where you get them in Gainesville, at the City Drugstore on the Square or Vidal. And I imagine a lot of those other drugstores keep them up there, too.
Yeah. Did you give Mr. Weaver a little bite of something?
Yes, he has something right here.
Well?
Thank you.
Let me get you.
Mr. Weaver?
Yes.
Now, let me see. I told you what I knew about this horse, a cow. And you have run into things like that yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a little, tell me a little bit. Tell me again, let me know, sort of pick it up the way you told me down there.
I didn't hear you.
I can't, I have a hard time getting things straight unless I work at it.
Kind of studies, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on that down there, see if it gets a, like I got this scrape, cut place on my arm or anything like that, and they get in this stale water, well, they'll catch, it'll be fungus or jungle itch. It's called that, you know, it's been called that, and you treat all about the same thing for that. And I don't remember why my head not giving me, it hurts a little bit today back here, and I can't remember, just didn't press on now, just how I told you a few minutes ago about it.
Well, let me tell you. With that, I never saw it before.
Mm-hmm. And
have you seen it?
Yeah.
Fairly common?
I've seen it often, but never did see it that bad.
Oh.
We never did let it get that bad. You know, you can take where you've salted meat down and you can take that salt or meat and put on there and tie it up, and that'll draw that poison out. That salt will draw the poison out. It'll stop blood poisoning.
Yeah.
Table salt will. Now, the old doctor told me that. That ain't just country stuff.
Yeah.
And I had it, and the streaks are going up my hand here like that, and he said he could go that night, he could go to his office and give me some say, but he could tell me something better than that. Well, I couldn't understand it, you know. Of course, I knew the doctor, and the man that made me go to the doctor that night, I'd never met him before. But I was sitting in the barber shop, and he seen me with my hand, and how I was doing it, and how my hand was swelling.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, he got up and walked over there. I was about 17 or 18 years old. He walked over and says, "Young man, I want to look at that hand." That's what he said to me, you know. I walked over, I let him go ahead, you know. He says, "You better go to the doctor for that." He says, "I see red streaks going up there," and says, "That don't look good to me."
Yeah.
And boy, it was hurting bad.
Oh, it was
really hurting. He was right. I just hurt it the night before.
Hmm.
And
you mean it worked that fast?
Catching a chicken, and I don't know where it spurred, or I hit the fence or something and cut a little place out there on my hand. Went on, didn't think nothing about it, you know. And thought it'd soon be all right. Everything just healed up on me right quick, but that didn't. So I was on Saturday and Saturday night, you know, I was at the fire. Well, we went, and after a while, is when I'd get out and get cold, it would go to hurting worse. And I'd go by in the barber shop, it's the barber where I was learning how to cut hair, you know, and watching him too, you see. But it was hurting so bad, I wasn't studying it. I was trying to get warm to keep that hand. And I hated to go out there and tell the other boys and get them, there's how country boys going to town, you know, once a year nearly. They're all out there enjoying the fair and all those carnivals and things. So that I went up, when I went back in the shop to warm, get warm just to get ready to go home then.
They don't want any illness or ailments when they're going to town.
That's right, and I didn't ever like to go and if there's anything wrong with me, burst up their pleasure, you see, and interfere with it. So that I didn't say nothing much to them, you see, and I hadn't said nothing to nobody else in the barber shop. So he came back over and said, I want to see that hand again.
There just one of the men in there?
What's he? Just one old man. He says I was fixing to leave, so I looked at your hand. And he said, I waited here. I won't see that hand again for you to come back. He said, I was going to see you went to a doctor. And he was really hurt. Now, he was right about it.
Yeah.
And so that I went ahead and I wouldn't argue with him. He said, get up and come on. You got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, well, I knew he was right. I got up and walked on up there with him, you know, and he called the doctor, woke him up and called him up. He said, I'll go if you don't go by yourself. I'm going to carry you up there.
Yeah.
All right, I went up there. Doctor looked at it, looked a little bit and studied a little bit. He says, I can go over my office and get some salve and give in and let you put it on there. But he says, I can tell you something will do more good than that and quicker. And I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
He says, go home and get some meal and salt and make a meal and salt poultice.
Yeah.
And put on that place. And keep it wet.
Oh, the salt.
Yeah, just pure salt and meal. But you won't get clean, good, pure. Now the salt, not like this you get in boxes, it's adulterated.
Yeah. Ain't much salt left in that.
Well, ain't much. You'd have to put so much in there. It wouldn't do half as much. It wouldn't go half as quick as this other kind.
Yeah.
Just bulk salt. I reckon that you could get it. You can't find it now anywhere because I've been using it up till last year and I can't find it now.
Let me tell you, Mr. Weaver, if you keep reminding me of that, I'll get you some. I know where there is some.
Well, I want you to get me some of it because when I eat it, my stomach goes to give me trouble out of these boxes.
Yes.
And it's against me and I know it.
Well,
I'm
let me tell you, yeah, what the boy over here said, he went out there with me. Now, this was after I'd pretty well cleaned up this cow's foot.
Mm-hmm.
But he went out there, he had it in his mind to put Epsom salts.
Well, Epsom salts, but the table salts will do it quicker. Epsom salts, you see, doctors have been using that. Now then, they're switching back over to the table salt, the thing, pure salt. You don't want none of this here salt that's got any, like iodine in it and anything like that. And it's not pure salt, no way. It ain't more than half. It ain't hardly half salt that's in these boxes.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
And you can take the fat meat, you can take what's been salted down and just cut that with that kind of salt and put it on the place and it'll just draw everybody's that out. I've seen that done a many of times.
Well,
myself.
The fat meat has got so much salt in it.
Well, it's got the salt in it and you don't have to, but this salt poultice. But you better keep it wet. If you don't want that to bring against the dry and that fever will dry that out in a few minutes, you better be where you put some water on that because when I got up at 4 o'clock that morning, I told them they want me to go and carry them to a big singing convention, you know. My sister did, and I told them, I said, I can't go and drive. We had kind of high-stepping mules and horses, you know, and they couldn't handle them. And some of the men had to go, some of us had to go, and my dad was going somewhere else that day. We had a two-horse hack there, you see. And so when Mother got up the next morning, I wouldn't wake her up and let her know it because she hadn't slept no more, and I knew it that night when she'd seen my hand and found out it was hurting me that way. So I wouldn't call, you see. I went to bed and slept about, well, I didn't sleep any. I stayed there in the bed. That hand hurt too bad. And when I thought 4 o'clock never would come for her to get up. Well, she got up at 4 o'clock every morning. And she got up, you know. I was up too and dressed by 4 o'clock. When she got up and dressed, I walked in there and knocked on the door and went on in. And in Dad's mother's room, they had a fireplace in there. We had fireplaces and bedrooms up there a whole lot, you know. And so that she don't know what's wrong, and I told her. And told her what the doctor said to do. She put that on there, and in an hour's time, I went and carried my sister to and drove 8 miles with a wagon and back. And we used that on horses, too. And
you mean just that fast?
Yeah. And
but you got to keep it wet.
But you, yeah.
It
drove the fever out, and that swelling went down there, and where I had it wrapped up, it looked like two hands could nearly went in there, swollen so bad. And I don't tell these things trying to be smart. I tell them for the good that they do.
You know, most people wouldn't listen to you, Mr. Wheeler.
I know. They laugh at me. I don't tell many people anything. It's just like that chiropractic work, what I know about that. Mm-hmm. I don't tell a lot of people about it.
Let me tell you.
They say that's just bogey.
Let me tell you. One of my friends over there at Meganobi, I bet you couldn't tell him. Old smart buster.
Oh, you can't tell him nothing. I hate to say it. You can't tell Buster nothing. He knows it all. And
I wouldn't undertake to tell him.
I don't try to tell him anything. He goes work on the car. He don't want you to tell him what you want him to do to it either. All like that. Well, he done something. This car got out here. Same. That's the third one. He'll never do it again.
Oh, he's had a hold of this?
He'll never get a hold of nothing. I knew when I was watching, I knew he was doing the wrong thing, and I'm not a mechanic. I knew he was doing something with purpose. I can look at anyone and tell them how they talk and act about it.
A purpose?
Yeah. It you can practice. See, I practice trying to read the expression all my life and things like that, you see. And I can remember your face, but I can't remember your name. That's the one thing I can't remember. It takes me a long time to get to where I can call people's names and all time.
You know, these motors, the way they make them now, Mr. Weaver, there's so many things in there, you can just take them a little bit out of adjustment and just ruin a man.
Well, that's what he's done about this, and he's got some, he wanted to give the tune-up job, you know. After I told him what I wanted him to see what was wrong, I knew what was wrong. It was a carburetor. Needs a new carburetor.
Yeah.
And so he turned in and took out all my spark plugs and hadn't been in there too long, and there wasn't a missing. He took them all out.
Yeah.
And he put in a new set. And he took off and adjusted the valves. Said they're way too close, and he didn't put near one of them to hitting it exact. I can stand there and tell that. I used to do that myself on my cars. But I can't see good now, and I don't have the tools to do it with.
Yeah.
And wouldn't pay me. Well, he wanted to do that. Well, I didn't want that done to it. I wanted this other and check the fuel pump and the carburetor. Well, he done all that, and he had fixed it where it cut off, you know. And he cut off of me right there. I had to stop it coming by Mars' store there and reckon what was behind me. Road patrolman. Cut off right there, and I was supposed to go and get out of the way. And I believe he done that. He had a fix, you know, and I hadn't drove it too far, you see. And I went ahead and I just got out of the car and asked the road patrolman. I said, will you push me just across the street to I live right across over there. He said, what's wrong with it? I says, carburetor's flooding it out. Flooding out. I says, that's what's wrong with it. And
did he push you a little?
Yeah, he said, I can, but you park it right over where. I said, I just live right down that lane right there, and I'm going to carry it on to the house if I can get it run on there. And I kept on starting it till, until I got it run on to the house. I went over and let it sit there about a week before Frank bought me a new carburetor and put it on there and just run right over. But still, what the hell, he adjusted it, and I still got it wrong.
He brought you one.
No, he didn't, but Frank, I got Frank to bring me one.
Yeah.
And we put it on, you see. Took that off, and there's one part of that carburetor wouldn't even work, and there's sand all in it. And it was wore plumb out. I bet it's one that came on the car. Looked like it's one that came on the car.
The whole thing.
I don't.
And Frank turned in and brought me a fuel pump too. And I reckon him and Buster got to talking, and they figured that's what it needed.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. I still got to use the same fuel pump, but to put.
Would you tell me somebody kicked me when this cow I found her back there? Why didn't I think of Mr. Weaver and get him to go back there and help me?
I don't know that.
Well,
don't know. Cause now that would have just simplified it all.
I declare he could have helped me and showed me how to clean it up.
And put that salt?
And put that salt on poultice on there.
Now you try it on something and see before it gets too bad and see and try to. You get a cut place and in the pea bread now, you just make salt poultice and put on there and watch it yourself now.
Yes.
Don't take my word for it.
Why can't it get dry, Mr. Weaver?
It'll hurt you. It'll draw that draw so hard it'll just. And it draws every bit of that stuff out of there.
Oh.
But now, after it got so bad and got infection in there, like that cow did, you did the right thing in scraping that out. Well, now, I've never done that. But
I've
seen my father do it.
Just a little at a time, Mr. Weaver.
And now, that salt will draw all that fever and that poison and stuff out. And it's just like. It's just like what cured that finger right there. I hate to. I was walking around there and I get dirt and I didn't clean my hands up before I came over here. I was going to just come in right straight back. That place right there, and I talked to Dr. Cook, well, it had this and done turning this all back in here, swelling up, and done eat this nail way back in there.
Yeah.
And me putting that kerosene and sulfur and grease on the dog, you see.
Yeah.
Now, and the part of the time I put salt in there. Salt is good for it.
Yeah.
And I noticed that looked like it was getting a little bit better. Well, it was on my big toe and it had it in bad shape.
Yeah.
And it's going up my leg and hurting. This going on up here. And I got to looking at this and I couldn't figure nothing but the kerosene and stuff that I was putting on the grease in the dog with to get the fleas off. See, that one flea will just raise a hole, and it began to get better. And I went to using it on that and got well. Now my toe's nearly well. It ain't plumb well. It's the fingers pump. It looks like it's perfectly well. And Mr. Carlton, now I'm not. I don't mean knocking nobody. You take the university is good, and teachers and all up there is good. But Mr. Carlton had the same thing on his hand, and he went up there to the. Let's see. Medical center. He lived right there where we turn in, you know, in that house where Mr. May used to live, next to Leo Mary's blockhouse. And he lived there, and he went up there, and I was waiting to see what he found out. And they cut off some of it, and they sent it off, and they never could. It never would throw up no germs.
Yeah.
And I was worried about mine. He couldn't get it, and I didn't know nothing to do for it. But it just accidentally that was what that's what was healing it up.
Yeah.
And I went to take my finger out and go out maybe two or three times a day and just hold it down to kerosene, taking it out.
Yeah.
Kerosene will kill nearly any germ or any insect. I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
Now you can take these poison spiders and you can drop one drop on any spider. And it won't be alive a minute.
Yeah.
One drop right on its back.
Yeah.
Of a spider. A barber told me that, and I tried. He done it.
Now say that again. My mind wandered about a spider.
Spider. You know these poison spiders? You can put it on there, and if it bites you, if you can get the place, I got it. See, one bit me here, and I held my hand in there, and it drawed it out. And you can see these little green bubbles come out of it. I said I was going to try casein. You know, I've all used it so much all my life. I said,
oh, you mean you could just dip it down in the casein?
No, dip it in there. Hold it in there. If you dip it in there and hold a little bit, it'll stop, but it'll go back to hurting if you don't let it draw it all out. But it'll draw out little bitty bubbles. Now, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have believed it, hardly if nobody told me it'd do that. But I tried it, and it worked. And I seen the spider and killed it, and it was a poison spider. And it just paralyzed this side. It just felt like I couldn't stand nothing to touch. When it hit me in this side of my head.
Is that right?
It hit the nerve. It went to all these places here, you know. And I held it in there, and it got easier, and I took it up and took it out, and there's plenty of casein on it, but when the air hit it, it began to hurt again. I didn't take it out in about 30 minutes. And it never has hurt me since. When I took it out that time.
And it didn't blister.
Well,
no. Casein, if you don't cover it up and get where it can't get air, it won't blister hardly.
What is it?
Too much air.
What is it about casein that the dogs, your puppy dogs, don't like, mister? Is that the smell of it?
Smell of it, and see if it's if a flea's busy and infected, you know, when you put it on there and it stings a little bit.
Yeah.
And they don't like anything to burn or smell. And turpentine, they just can't stand the salt of turpentine of it.
Yeah, well, I can't either.
Well, it don't bother me a bit in the world.
Do you use...
You can use that. That's good, too.
What is that stuff I don't like to say?
Clorox.
No, that'll kill me. I tried that one time when the kid... My dog died, and I thought it was going to kill me. Now, some people can use it.
Mr. Boyd used it.
Well, if you put that on me... Or launder my clothes with Clorox and don't rinse it out real good and get a bit of it out. I just go to breaking out and swelling up and itching, and if you rub it, it just stings that much worse.
And that's funny, you know, if I get a mosquito bite or any kind of bite, I just rub straight Clorox on it.
That'll kill it too. but I can't stand it.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
You know, it'll make my legs break out all over if they don't get all that out of my clothes. And I tell them, the laundrymen and all of them, be sure not to put no Clorox and launder my clothes.
Oh, you can't.
My head itches, mister. Other than washing it, what do you do for your scalp when your head itches?
For you?
You know, just sort of feel like you just want to scratch it all the time.
Well,
just wash it, Mr. Weaver.
Wash it as well. We used to have tonics, you know.
But it's just some ordinary thing.
Well, you can take alcohol and treat that. See, the alcohol used to. I don't know what. Well, not they say not. It don't kill germs, but I believe it does right on.
Won't hurt your hair.
No, and you see, there's a lot of alcohol in all your. Stuff that you
tonics.
Get out of, I know what I'm trying to
tonics.
Say, and all kind of that, anything that you use has got some alcohol in it, so it'll keep, you know, and,
Is it just rubbing alcohol
will help it. You can get some tonics will do it good, some don't do it a bit of good, most of it don't do it a bit of good. Now, if it's got a little oil in there, sometimes it's a little scalp disease, you see, and it'll make it etch and sting, or dandruff. Well, that's always called some little parasite. It's just like called the mange. I've decided there ain't no mange now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a flea, and it's a mite, gets in the air, and they go down in there and hatch out in there, and they come out. You seen dogs in the corded canker? So, I had one, and I kept on trying to find out what to do for it. And I tried to ask the doctors and everybody what to do, and got stuff from the veterinarian and didn't do a bit of good. And one time I decided I was going to try something myself, you know. I went and got some alcohol, and I pulled out the lead pool, and I pulled down the alcohol, pure alcohol. I said, dog ain't no good like it is. It's in one air. And he'd hear the other dogs running, he'd go the other way. Instead of going towards the dogs, He'd listen and he'd start and he'd try to, and he couldn't course the dogs with that mites in there. Well, I didn't know. I thought it was canker, you know. And I tried canker medicine, didn't do him any really good. And what I could get out of the drugstore and went to veterinaries for it. And theirs didn't do it any good. I poured the alcohol in it and I was watching one day and watching. Here come a big old mite out up there. It looked like a flea and it's longer. Come up there.
Oh, they are big.
Yeah, and it's long. And they are this way. The old one, I don't know, it don't take but about 2 days till it just got that dog scratching its ear off. And if it goes in its body, then the whole bunch will be right there and eat a hole in it. Did y'all see down here? Yeah, y'all haven't seen down there. He got on him up there and in his ears and he looked aside. And the casein and sulfur and grease will kill him. He'll go right on down in. The casein will penetrate on down in his head. And so that I tried that on that dog and he cured it, and you know what? So last I heard of him, he had one leg cut off from getting hung in the wire fence. He is 9 years old and he is still the best deer dog they had in Dixie County.
Oh, yeah.
One people that didn't know me, I was talking to them and talking about that good dog, you know. And he had one-legged and called his name, and I knew him. I knew it was the dog I'd let a fellow in a carpenter that lived in Dixie County and let him have him to train some puppies with.
Right?
After he had got it, he couldn't keep up with my pack. After I'd sold him, the fellow let his leg get cut off and brought him back, and he was still owed me $20, and he dumped the dog out, said he didn't want a three-legged dog. And wouldn't ever pay me. Then he took one of his puppies and beat it until had its head come out of the door and just lie down, and you couldn't get it to get up. It beat it so bad, and one of the better puppy in the United States than that one was.
He just come out
and
lie down.
Hey, well, they beat it to death and had it over their woods, and people had caught it and beat it, didn't want it down, and people had beat it, you know. And see, a lot of people beat your dog, catch it in the woods, that wouldn't be if he comes up and you run the deer. And they want that dog to not be there. If you come up and it's your dog, see, they don't give you no part of that deer. And they beat your dogs and run them off. And some of them steal your dogs like that. I don't even go to their woods on account of that. But you know, I'm going to get started to talking. I'm
Mr. Weaver, I've got to do a little something for you.
Huh?
You have to leave him alone. Because he's a one-track mind. Man,
right.
He can eat, but he don't talk
any. Well, I can't chew too good. I can't speak words.
You just take your time on it. Would you like a little salad dressing on this?
No, thank you. This, I wouldn't care for more. This is just fine. Thank you.
Now, do you have any mowing you need done over there?
No, the town come out and mowed that. Except in, I wouldn't mind getting you to mow that back lot for me there, if you have time. I figured it's you, no use in your hay business and everything, and you didn't have time to.
Well, I tell you, it's been rainy. I'm sort of out of the hay business. And I have.
Well, you know, there's lots of crap grass or some kind of grass that looks like crap grass.
Yeah.
And the weeds ain't too bad. I was just wondering if you could, if it quit raining quick enough, that you could cut that and have it for hay if you wanted. Mow it.
That crap grass makes fine hay.
Yeah, I know it would, but there's some weeds in there, and I started to figure. Did I go in there and pull them up? But I waited so long until.
Yeah.
And get them out. Then I was going to, if you can use it for hay, just cut it.
Yeah.
Of course, you just take that mowing machine and mow it just for, let it be fertilizer. But there's lots of grass in it, in spots there, but I don't know what would be enough to pay you the food with now.
Well.
And in this kind of weather, it wouldn't do to cut it because it rained on it and run it.
Yeah, and it takes crap grass a little while to cure out.
Yeah. Only way you could do it is almost just go ahead and cut it. as thick as it is and hold it in here and kind of let it go through heat and spread it a little bit. And then you haven't got a baler either, have you?
Baler?
Yeah.
What's that right out there?
Well, I hadn't looked at it. I know.
I got everything.
Oh, yeah, you got everything. Well, you see, you could bait it, but I reckon we'd have to get those weeds, pull those weeds up before you could cut it.
Just bait it all.
The weeds won't hurt it if they don't want to eat it.
The cows and the horses, they'll separate them if they don't want them.
Well, usually and hay that way, if it cured out good, the weeds, you know, a lot of times they'll eat those weeds. Some of it's hogweed and some of it's Spanish needles.
Well, you know, they don't care for Spanish needles. They must be tasteless.
There's a lot of the weeds and different things we have is poison to cattle and stuff, and they know it. Now, you talking about lantana, be sure that you don't let one sprig of that be on your place.
Yeah.
And cotillaria, that one kind of cotillaria you'll kill every cow.
Yeah.
And nightshade will kill them if they eat it. Nightshade looks green.
They won't eat it.
They will sometimes.
Won't eat crotalaria, as a general thing.
Horses will eat it quicker than a cow will.
Is that right?
My dogs, I had some young dogs, you know, I mean a whole litter of them, and they're pretty and fine. And extra good dogs. Nobody was trying to buy them. Well, I got them for my own use, you know. I was raising them for my own use. I wasn't going to sell any of them until I got up and tried some of them. Let's let somebody have them that they're hunted with. So they're trying to reach through to get some lantana on the outside of the kennel.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know it hurt them. And I noticed they'd got a hold of something up once in a while and made them break out.
Yeah.
So I just broke some off and threw it over my kennel. And he come almost killing two of them.
Yeah.
And the fella come along and told me, and was looking at the dogs, you know, and everything. And I told him about it. They got a hold of something. Showed him what it was. He says, "That's lantana." He says, "I'll kill anything that eats it." And the way they'd do that, if they eat it a little bit, they'd just grab themselves and gnaw.
Oh, really?
And they just sting them to death. And I got some of it on my arms one day. And I happened to rub it on my arms, you know, fooling with it, pulling it up. And certain times of the year, it'll sting you to death nearly.
What'd you do for it? Alcohol?
No, I didn't know what to do for it. I just had to try to wash it off, put a little grease or something on it, save. That is all I could do.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do for it. And I thought two of the dogs were going to die. They just burst it out in big blisters, gnawing. All the cells, you see. And this fellow told me, his John Harrod, Joe Harrod, at the well driller's boy up there, told me that.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was poison. And I'd let it kill one of my dogs once before it got to eating it. And I saved it because I had those pretty flowers on it. I left it in the dog kennel, just a part of it, and just to let it bloom and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my dogs, I noticed, go by and once in a while, I'd eat some leaves, and did she just break out and had all come over.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was. It killed her. She wasn't about 2 years old. And then this happened. He come along and told me, "Now I'm getting rid of all of it." And I couldn't let these dogs get out around the place. If I let them out of the kennel around the house, they'd go to hunting for it. And they'd eat it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is to give that they won't eat it for, but That's something that you watch around your place, too.
Yes, there's a lot of it in there. Well, that lantana stuff. Now, that grows up.
It grows up just about this high and spreads out, and then cold will kill it back, but it comes out the next year sometimes,
yeah.
You know.
Does it have them little purple berries?
Yeah, purple berries and like that.
That place is full of it.
Well, if they ever eat it...
It is as full of it as it can get.
If they anything eats it, it's dangerous to kill it. And I didn't know it for a long time that China berries were venture to kill anything if anything eats it. To kill a dog, and he'll just tear the stomach open, you feed him, and they'll just get poor and just go. And I didn't know it, and I've been letting mine be around, and I seen one of my dogs eat with squirrels, cut them up there. I seen them eat the other day. I knew that a fella told me about 2 years ago, as a Florida pest control man, told me there's poison. And there's another tree there that's got little berries on it. And every time one of my dogs eats it, it just goes right on by, and it'll just eat grass and everything. I think if it couldn't get a hold of some grass, I'll let it stay in the kennel, you see. And dogs on the outside, I always save them some grass for them to eat on, you know. They want it. See, and you can watch your dog and go eating that, you know there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
They're constipated or something like that, you see. And
Suzanne said, let me see, I saw her just a minute yesterday, mm-hmm. and she said she and Jim had come over and visited with him, and said your puppies, you had fed your puppies there, and they had their eye on that feed, and they didn't look up at anybody else, and you had a little round thing there. Where you
big dish pan, big pan. About this wide, as I feed, there's two of them. I told them, I says, these dogs kind of, they don't have an appetite. I says, they're kind of puny. They don't eat very good. And they went to eating, they went to laughing.
Yeah.
And you then as just a joke, you know.
Yeah.
And I told them, I said, I wanted you, I wanted y'all to see how they eat. There's four of them eats together, you see. And they won't let my little puppy in there, and they hurt my, I had two letters of puppies,
yeah.
And say four out of each one, and so that I've only got four in the pen now yet, and of course I'm going to have to, I hate to see it go, but I'm going to have to let man had the dog get a raise the puppies from, how that, and I reckon, and I was trying to get to keep those just for myself, you know,
yeah.
And out of the other letter, I kept mine, that I got one out of the other letter, and boy there in town has got two of them, and I let Douglas Boyd have that gray spotted in that little puppy. I think you've seen
have
it.
You got a little salad or something, Mr. B,
would
take back with
us, please? Yeah. Thank you. Don't go to any trouble or anything like that, because I didn't come over here just to get your old...
No, I know you didn't. Let me see. You think I ought to... Mr. Weaver thought Jim was going to come out here.
He came this morning, he said. Jim did.
Oh. He said he was going to... he's going to come by today and see his coat. He didn't say what time. I don't know. He may have gone back or went somewhere else, you know.
Oh, I see.
No, he said...
But he's coming back in the morning.
But he told you he's coming over to your house in the morning?
Yeah, he's coming. He's going to come to the house in the morning. But I understood him say he didn't have... He may have not been able to come, but I just took that impression that he's coming on out here this morning while he's down.
Suzanne?
And see the horse.
Suzanne said he was coming this afternoon and work on the horse.
Well, that may be... That's what he's going to do. Well, I wanted to see him pick up in the morning before he come back, bring me a box of these. I can leave the money so you can give it to him. And a dollar and a half, what it costs. Maybe a tax. I don't think they are, though. Maybe a tax on it. Can you tell by looking at it?
On medicine?
Uh-huh.
They don't tax medicine, do they?
Well, some of them do. They got tax on everything here and now. Their food, a lot of your food now is taxed.
Oh, it is?
Yes, sir. They're going to get to go to tax everything. The more higher anything goes, the more taxes they get. And it don't do us no good for it to go up if we work and got a little money.
Yeah.
You see, if you like your salary goes up, if they raise your salary, you know.
Yeah.
The other things, everything else goes up that you buy, and that don't do you a bit of good. You still just go right back to taxes.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, maybe I could catch Jim and he could come by town and bring Mr. Weaver.
Well, if he's coming down this afternoon, you see. He didn't say where he's coming out. He said all he had to do, he said he could look at the horse and he may be home. I'd like to get him, because I run out the other day and I...
591-1512. Yeah. Now, if he's home, he got to go clear across the house, hasn't he?
Yeah, because he's over at the den.
Jim? This is Guy. Are you coming out here any time, Pickler? Well, let me tell you, he can't get his tablets out here, and he was thinking you might pick up some for him. Yeah. Where can you get them,
Mr. Reed? Get them at the city drugstore on the north side, middle of the north side of the square.
Get them at the city drugstore on the north side of the square, or at Vidal's.
Vidal's. Old place. I say maybe have somebody else's right. Name now.
He's going to get a pencil to write it down.
Mm-hmm. You have to tell him, spell out the Wilderness tablets.
That's all they need to know.
Mm-hmm. They don't know what it is.
That's a lot, isn't
it? $1.50.
All you need to know is Willard's tablets. Willard, W-I-L-L-A-R-D. And I think he wants a $1.50 size. City drugstore, all of Vidal's.
Did you say he's coming out this afternoon?
No, he said he's coming out in the morning and help you.
Yeah, well, that's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
But he'll bring him in the morning. That's what I figured that he would do. Y'all can keep that box there, and if you have any symptoms of it, I'll give you a little booklet and let you read that sometime on it and tell you how to tell if you need it.
Now, well, are you going on home now, Mr.?
Yeah, I've got to go right now.
Well, let me tell you what I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get on my tractor and just go on over there while you're there.
Okay.
And what a little mowing will do, you'll be there and can tell me.
Yeah, I should have just went right on back. I really meant to just go right straight back.
Oh, let me see now.
Well,
we held you. I think.
Well, it's all right. I'm
I think we held you up. Got to talking
no,
about
no.
All these animals.
I don't charge people for that they do these things to me. I do it myself.
Let me tell you, this, let me ask this, I can make another call now and maybe find some of that salt. 602, I can't remember.
Last I bought was 5 pounds. I had to buy it today. I'd rather have 2 pounds of it. Of course, I put it in jars and keep it airtight to where it will.
Guy Miles of Everton. This is, I want some cat feed, the universal. One pack. I need some old coarse mixing salt. Y'all have some? Oh, you know this. I don't know about that. I just don't want table salt. No. How much do I have to buy? 50 pounds? Do I have to buy 100 pounds?
You used to it, you get it 5 pounds or 2 pounds in fact, but I don't know.
How much it cost? The 100 pounds.
That's a good, I like to keep it around. I use it for lots of things, you know.
Yeah.
I put in that stuff to put on my dog, too.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Good for that.
He won't sell it less than 100 pounds.
He won't?
We'll just put it in some containers and
yeah.
Stick it up where
okay.
Where we get it. And you see, I need a, 10
goodness, pounds. It's one of the best things that you can give your stock out there. I'd rather have his brick salt.
Why, I can let him have that instead of that old brick salt.
I'd rather have it. Don't give him too much at one time.
You know, the reason I don't give it to him is I haven't got anything to give it to him in, Mr. Weaver.
You got that. Yeah, well, it's more trouble than the brick salt is.
You see, you put it in a wood trough, and it collects much moisture.
It melts and run out in that weather.
Yeah.
If you put that, you got to put just what to lead in,
yeah.
A little at a time.
Yeah.
Drop a little in the feed in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And instead of brick, well, you can keep your brick sauce all out there, too. And
well,
it would hurt them.
How would I, if I put in a little bucket or something?
Well, for you, I believe I'd make me a little wooden box to put it in, or trough or something like that.
Yeah.
Of course, you've got to have a guy, if it don't sit out, so it'll get hard.
But
they'll still lick it, but it won't, it ain't strong.
It's not as strong.
It kills the strength of it.
Well, that's the reason. Mm-hmm. I think the only way is to put it in the feed.
Just a little feed and get them out and don't give them too much at one time. I wouldn't put too much to start with until they may not like it to start with. And man, kind of, you know what, so? If they want that kind of salt real bad, you take a little in the far own place.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just leave one around with a little salt a lot of time. Get it to follow you.
You know, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, and he'll come to you.
Yes, sir. I can just take a little bucket of salt out there and let him lick it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how much.
Let me give you. Let me give you the money for it then. And
No. I'm gonna keep it and feed the cows, and I'll just give you.
I'm gonna pay for it.
What you want?
And I've got some jars, pretty good sized jars that I'll fill up. You know, keep coffee jars I've saved and. I'll put it in there, and it'll keep a long time.
That's the end of this little visit with Mr. Weaver at noon on Wednesday, the 1st of September, and fall is in the air, and the wind is in the east. And a beautiful day, summer clouds, big old booty cloud. I could have made hay today, surely, but Faye had to go to get Mama at the beach, and she got caught a ride with Herman. This is 8:30 or 40 or 50 along in there, channel 1 right on this new reel, Mr. Weaver's new reel. Channel 1 right, and the end of this little visit at noon, he wouldn't eat much. The 1st of September, Wednesday, the 1st of September, 1971.